Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Sid O'Brien. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The catcher, Dwayne Josephson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Aussie Blanco. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bobby Knoop. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Miller. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bob Miller. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Horace Clark. Batting second. The shortstop, Frank Baker. Batting third. The left fielder, Roy White. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Bobby Mercer. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Danny Cater. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jim Little. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jake Gibbs. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jerry Kenney. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike McCormick. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Mike McCormick. And now, play ball. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McCormick fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio strikes out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. White reaches second base with a double. Baker moves to third. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is walked intentionally. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater hits a line drive towards first. Blanco catches it and steps on first to double up Mercer. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baker fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Aussie Blanco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanco hits a fly ball into center field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Jim Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little bunts towards third. O'Brien fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jake Gibbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibbs hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Little moves to second. Jerry Kenny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Little moves to third. Gibbs moves to second. Jerry Kenny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenny takes first base on ball four. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick strikes out. One out. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 1 in the game. Clark hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Noob catches it and throws to first to double up Kenny. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bobby Noop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noop hits a pop-up towards short. Baker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Gibbs fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Brien hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kenny fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Frank Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. White hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Mercer takes first base on ball four. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mercer. The throw from Josephson and he is safe. Mercer steals second. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0 for 1 in the game. Cater hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mercer scores. It's 1 to nothing, Yankees. Jim Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Little hits a line drive into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Cater moves to third. Jake Gibbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibbs is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gibbs hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 1 in the game. Melton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Josephson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Melton moves to second. Ossie Blanco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanco is 0 for 1 in the game. Blanco takes first base on ball 4. Melton moves to third. Josephson moves to second. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Melton scores. Josephson scores. Blanco moves to third. It's 2-1, White Sox. Gary Wasilewski now pitching. Bobby Knupp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knupp is 0-for-1 in the game. Knupp hits a fly ball into center field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Blanco tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, White Sox. Bob Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller hits a fly ball into center field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Jerry Kenny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenny is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kenny hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knupp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Wasilewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wasilewski is called out on strikes. Two outs. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-2 in the game. Clark hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knupp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kenny fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-2 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cater scoops it up and throws to first, with Wasilewski covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. White hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, White Sox. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Mercer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knupp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knupp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Little hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jake Gibbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibbs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gibbs hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Melton. Gibbs reaches second base with a double. Little goes all the way around to score. It's White Sox, 3, Yankees, 3. Jerry Kenny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenny is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kenny takes first base on ball 4. Pete Ward pinch hits for Gary Wasilewski. Floyd Weaver now pitching. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Steve Kline now pitching. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Melton hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Gibbs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Josephson hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Ossie Blanco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanco is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Blanco hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Josephson trying to get to third. Mercer throws the ball into Kenny, who tags Josephson for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Baker fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Clark hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Noop reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Baker hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Josephson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. White takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Mercer hits a fly ball into right field. Melton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bobby Noop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noop is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Noop hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of White. Noop reaches second base with a double. Floyd Weaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weaver bunts towards the mound. Kline fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. O'Brien hits a line drive into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-3 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Weaver moves to second. Steve Hamilton now pitching. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-3 in the game. May strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Brien fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Little hits a line drive into right field. Melton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jake Gibbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibbs is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Gibbs hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blanco scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gibbs for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jack Aker now pitching. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Melton hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Josephson hits a fly ball into center field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Aussie Blanco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanco is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Blanco hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kenny fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Jerry Kenny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenny is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Kenny takes first base on ball 4. Jack Aker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kenny. The throw from Josephson and he is safe. Kenny steals second. Jack Aker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aker bunts, foul, towards first. Blanco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Clark hits a fly ball into right field. Melton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kenny moves to third. Two outs. Frank Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Baker hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. Baker reaches second base with a double. Kenny scores. It's 4-3, Yankees. Tommy McCraw now playing first base. Wilbur Wood now pitching. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. White strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Berry strikes out. One out. Gale Hopkins pinch hits for Bobby Knoop. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins takes first base on ball 4. Walt Williams pinch runs for Gale Hopkins. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Gibbs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kenny fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.